Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcases the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Wealthy Sisters, which is sponsored by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Our purpose, ladies and gentlemen, is twofold. First, we want to inspire and encourage the listening audience. And second, we want to edify, promote, and acknowledge or just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I am Deborah Hartnett, your host, and it is a pleasure to be broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, August 10, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So spread the word, please. Now, today, I got to share with you, it is a very, very, very special day because it was 6 years ago today at 10:45 p.m. I gave birth to my very, very precious sweet pea, Miss Zoe Elizabeth. Zoe's name is Greek, and it means life, and I promise you, she's full of it. All of those that know her can will agree with me as well. So please allow me, my friends of Wealthy Sisters, to dedicate this episode to my little fashion diva extraordinaire and angel, Miss Zoe, for she is truly, without a doubt, the reason that I do what I do with such passion and such vigor. So now what an awesome transition to today's guest, speaking of fashion. I mean, we have a superstar extraordinaire on the line for you all today. I tell you what, she is a talented, powerful, savvy businesswoman, Miss Beth Borden Goodman. Wait till you hear her voice, you guys. I'm telling you, she is full of vision, full of vision, full of wisdom, and I want to make sure that you go and grab paper, you go and grab a pen, because she has a lot of grace, and I know she's going to share a lot of great information with you. Miss Beth Borden Goodman is the Chief Executive Officer of Kingdom Clothes and Kingdom Couture, where it is an honor to clothe you in righteousness. Kingdom Clothes and Kingdom Couture are the premier clothing lines that fuse faith with high fashion, y'all. This creatively driven and purpose entrepreneur, motivational, and inspirational speaker lives her life by being transparent with her testimonies of fortitude and faith. She is a woman that is passionate about serving the mental, emotional, and spiritual needs of women, young ladies, and little girls while inspiring them to become the standard. As a visionary and leader, Beth has captivating, I mean truly, she has truly been captivating the minds and hearts of those who are ambitious to make a difference in life and lives of others. She inspires in a manner and fashion, quote unquote, that's not intimidating but yet intriguing. In 2005, Beth discovered opportunities to give back to her community by collaborating with nonprofit organizations via her clothing for a cure collection, which includes awareness for HIV/AIDS, domestic violence, ovarian cancer, and breast cancer, of which Beth was diagnosed 2 years later in 2007. As a young survivor of stage 2 breast cancer, the self-proclaimed premier pink diva is determined to infect the world with her apparel and sprinkles, she says, of pink, points to invoke notice to knowledge. That's the acronym there. So in addition to Kingdom Clothes and Kingdom Couture, she has accepted the stewardship of promoting breast cancer and breast health awareness while embracing and encouraging others to live life on purpose and not die. Beth often tours the country exhibiting at conferences and other major events clients in order to further establish the Kingdom Clothes brand. And some of you all may have seen her on CNN's Black in America Part 2, Fox Atlanta, CBS 46 Atlanta, Trinity Broadcasting Network. She's been in the newspapers. She's been all over. I'm telling you, she's married to Alric Goodman, and they are proud parents of Taylor and Trey. So she is also, I got to add this too now, she's also a graduate of my alma mater, the famed Northside High School of Performing Arts. Go Tigers, right? I don't know. Can we say alma mater for high school? But anyway, I'm not going to hold this young lady from you any longer. Miss Beth, are you there? Are you on the line, Beth? Hello, Miss Beth. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, I think
hello. I'm here. I'm here.
Welcome to the line, Diva. We're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm telling you, it's wonderful to get reacquainted after all these years, y'all. And I got to tell you, this sister had a serious snap on the drill team. She had the baddest one of all. So what have you been doing?
Well, since high school, what have I been doing? I started Kingdom Clothes. I got married. I had two children. I've survived breast cancer. And most importantly, I'm encouraging others to live and not die and live on purpose.
I love it. So we're honored, like I said, to have you on our show today. Now, what is all this Sprinkles about? Share with the audience.
Certainly. Sprinkles is something that I've been saying for the past 25 years or so. And a very good best friend of mine, she would say smooches, and we would kiss one another, you know, smooches, mwah, mwah. And one day I simply said, I want my own word, and I said, I want Sprinkles. And so it was smooches and sprinkles. So she would say smooches to me, and I would say sprinkles to her. And little did I know that 20 years later, sprinkles would become an intricate part of my life, in that on the first 8 days after my recovery from my mastectomy and reconstruction, the Lord revealed to me the word pink in sprinkles. And that was supposed to have always been a part of my trademark and who I am. So I have been sprinkling for so long, and pink has always been a part of my life, and now it's the full manifestation that when I say sprinkles to people, I'm sprinkling them with joy, encouragement, strength, faith, fortitude. You name it, it's in the sprinkles. When we think about sprinkles, we think of something that's very joyful. Remember when we had ice cream? It wasn't the same if it didn't have the sprinkles.
That's right.
It did. And sprinkles brought us to another level of satisfaction with our ice cream. And so now I am purposed to sprinkle many nations and bring us to another place in being joyful and being accepting of every blessing that is there for you.
Sprinkles. Oh, that is wonderful. I love it. Sprinkles, you know, do you mind if the ladies or other gentlemen, I don't know how many gentlemen might say it, but do you mind if we borrow that from time to time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you do it, you must do it with a little bit of boldness, a little bit of authority, and a little bit of power, because you're speaking blessings and life into people. So sometimes it can mean sprinkles, then other times it can mean sprinkles. And when it's over the top, it's sprinkles, S-P-R-A-N-K-L-E-S.
Like sprinkles, like no,
yes,
you didn't.
Exactly, sprinkles, exactly, exactly.
I love it. I can imagine you going sprinkles with your hand too, huh?
That's it, just a little bit of, and after you've been sprinkled, you are sprinkleistic. Mm-hmm.
All right, now, go ahead, girl. You know you need to go on the coin that right now.
I am, and I give all the credit to the Popetta. I have a Popetta in my life, and I give all the credit for Sprinkleistic. She sent me a text message the other day, and she said, have a Sprinkleistic day, and I dropped the phone, and I was so mad that I didn't think of it first, and she said, that's for you. I know you love it. I love it. So, Popetta, I know you're listening, so I say, mwah, and Sprinkleistic.
I love it. Well, now tell us as well about your name of your business, Kingdom Clothes and Couture. And I noticed you spelled them all with K's.
Absolutely. The Bible says that we are a peculiar people, and we are set apart and different. And when you see kingdom clothes, you would automatically think the sea, but the K's being in the place of all the C's intrigues you. And you first think, oh, wow, someone's merely made some major grammatical errors here. They don't know how to spell check. But it's to make you continue reading on to see that there's a pattern, that there's consistency. And as you are going to be the editor, if you will, you are then being drawn into kingdom clothes and the message of faith and hope that we promote. And so when you say kingdom clothes with the K representing the king. If you take the two K's and any way you turn them, they're reflective one of the other, as we should be reflective of our Most High God, as we are made in His image.
Wow,
so
that's
wonderful.
So those
of you that receive emails from me and those of you that say, how do you not correct yourself when you're typing your emails? I'm peculiar.
Don't tell me you've gotten a couple of those, huh?
I actually have. Someone made mention, well, I just can't type, just, you know, because that's not grammatically correct. And I said, that's okay. That's not what God called you to do. But
that's
He
right.
called me to do the K's. And people have actually even responded in an attempt to go with the spirit of the K and respond with their C's now being K's. And so when they do it, I get so tickled because they'll maybe miss one or two, and I'll respond, you missed one. And it's a running joke. It's a running joke that when people respond, they trying to get their K's in there. Even to a point of an article that was written in Ladies First magazine based out of Houston where they adapted using the K in a publication.
Oh, wow.
So sprinkles. Absolutely.
So sprinkles, absolutely,
yes.
With the K. I'm loving it. Now, it sounds like you just are such a ball of joy, so much fun. Like I said, I remember now us being reacquainted here on Facebook and then seeing each other and remembering, oh, my gosh, how could I forget? I knew who you were. I remember all the joy you shared in school as well, and you're continuing that. What has been your secret, or, you know, what was it, the way you were raised? What do you attribute your automatic inspiration to?
Well, I give all credit to my parents and my sister, along with family members and friends, but more importantly, my immediate family, my mother and my father and my sister. My parents instilled in us a level of faith that is beyond anything that anyone could ever imagine. Growing up, we were dark complected. Well, we still are dark complected. And
you didn't do the bleaching.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't. And people would often make jokes about us. And they would say, you know, you're dark, don't touch her, don't play with her, she sweats oil. Those kinds of things that children do in an innocent way, but they're very damaging. And one day I came home crying to my mother, and I told her what happened, and she simply grabbed me by my arms, and she said, you don't believe what anyone says about you. You are made in God's image. So if they are talking about you, they're talking about God, and there's nothing that you can't do. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And from that moment in the third grade from Garden Hills Elementary School, I have never looked back. Because what I have found out, Deborah, is that faith is all that we need to achieve anything we desire, anything. If you believe it, if you have that faith, it can and will be accomplished as long as you believe. So I attest everything to faith.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. And I know you remember you said you were back in the third grade and that moment in your life was changing there for you. What have you done to instill that in your children or to make that transition for them as well as they grow up to be productive citizens?
Well, I've told them, if you look at the word faith, if you look at the center of the word faith, I is in the middle of faith. And I say to them, you are in the middle of faith. I am in the middle of faith. Therefore, when you're in the middle of something, you are surrounded, you are protected, you are comforted as long as I am in the middle. And I tell them, dream it, pursue it, do it.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
awesome.
From that, they go. They're creating designs themselves. They are helping me with designs. I've had them doing a couple of things this summer in their busy time. It was awesome. And so now that they see what perseverance, what prayers, and what purpose bring about, if you're determined and if you have the faith and know that it is.
That is beautiful. That is absolutely wonderful. I mean, it is so important to instill that in our children, and you're right, because, I mean, I guess, of course, you can experience that as being a parent, how serious that role is, because
yes.
you start to think about your development, and you think about your vision, you think about your outlook and your experiences. All of our experiences make us who we are today. So that is just wonderful that you're sharing that with them, and then they can share with their friends, you know, maybe some that are not as fortunate to have those encouraging words of faith and truth and vision spoken to them. So it just really, really spreads. It's contagious. It really is.
It really is.
It sprinkles. That's right. It is. So, oh, really, you are so funny. I love it. I love it. Well, now we are going to take a station break. We've got to take a little time to pay some bills here. So you are tuned in to Wealthy Sisters, and we will be right back.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Kermel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, we're back with the lovely Miss Beth. We are here with Kingdom Clothes and Couture. Now, Beth, I know you have been building your company for several years now, and you're taking your brand to a whole nother level. You know, What tell us what about, you know, what type of company you have. I know many who dialed in, they may not know that it is a specialty design T-shirt business. And what separates you from just any old regular T-shirt business?
Well, number one, while T-shirts are my product, mm-hmm. I promote it as apparel. Because if you revere it as a T-shirt, it will be just that. And most mm-hmm. times when we think of a T-shirt, we think of washing the car, cleaning the house, and certainly Kingdom Clothes is not something that any of us want to clean our car or clean the house or wash clothes in. It is fashionable in the respect that it helps you to not only wear style, but live style, and that's a lifestyle for Christ. And when you see the shirt, we take inspirational ideas and messages and aggrandize them in the Swarovski and Austrian crystals. And we take messages that the world would have a negative connotation and have flipped them to the true essence of their word and the meaning of inspiration, the meaning of empowerment, the meaning of overcoming. So if you see Kingdom Clothes, I've recently started calling it in a playful mode, Blingdom for the Kingdom.
Blingdom for the Kingdom.
Blingdom for the Kingdom, absolutely. The Bible says that a light on a hill cannot be easily hidden. Therefore, when the bling, when the crystals are on the shirt, it cannot be hidden. And as you are wearing the shirt, the word is hidden in your heart, and you're able to share what it is that you are wearing. There are not other T-shirt lines out there that there are some that are similar, but the responsibility is given to the person that sews into Kingdom Clothes. Because once you sew or purchase from Kingdom Clothes, you are then officially a marketing minister. Each one of our shirts has a hang tag, and on the hang tag, you are equipped with the scripture that each design is foundationally based. Therefore, when someone comes to you and says, oh, what does that mean? You have the word to be able to share with them in a way that's intriguing yet not intimidating, sharing your salvation.
Oh,
so you're able to Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So you're able to dress to impress and to impart.
Now, give us a description, because we know some have not been able to go, maybe go to your website, which is, tell us your website right quick, and then give us a description of what your apparel looks like.
Certainly. Look at this. See how you sprinkled you? You started out saying shirts, and then you said apparel.
That's right.
The website is www.kingdomclothes.com. That's KINGDOMKLOTHES.com. Our premier and bestseller is the word diva. Diva, we think something negative. We think standoffish. We think stuck up. Well, that's not how God gave it to me. People would always say, oh, you're such a diva. And I said, no, I'm not a diva. I'm very outgoing. I'm fun. I'm approachable. And we have been taught that divas are not. However, if you look up the etymology of the word, diva means deity, divine, goddess, and then prima donna. So from the beginning of his story, the word diva belonged to us. Hence, you have the diva design. You have the D, you have a cross, you have the V, and you have an A. As you grow in God's grace, your I has been replaced. It's no longer I that lives, but it is Christ that lives in you. You are designed in virtue and anointing.
Well, all right then, Minister. You're preaching on the call today, huh?
Stop it.
Lovely, lovely. So inspiring. We do have a caller on the line here. We're going to open the line up here for one quick caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? All right. Let's see if this one is here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Wealthy Sisters Radio broadcast. Are you there? You have a question for the lovely Beth Borden today. Oh, they're on silent. Okay, we'll go to the next line here. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're very, very happy to have you. You have a question for Lady Beth today. Well, everybody has their hands up. Well, we will move right on. Let's go ahead and take another station break, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a voiceover artist to record your intros, outros, or promos for your online radio show, for your website, or for your business? Then go to www.DeborahAkbar.com. That's DeborahAkbar.com.
All right, we are back, and we are here on Wealthy Sisters Radio Broadcast, and our today's guest is the lovely Miss Beth Borden Goodman of Kingdom Clothes and Couture. Beth, now tell us, what have you been doing? I understand you had an opportunity to have your line featured on CNN, Black in America. What did you do to be able to start promoting your line and getting others to take notice of you?
In actuality, Deborah, that was nothing but favor. I really had no clue that the shirt was going to be on the show. I happened to receive a phone call from my cousin, and she said, one of your designs was just on CNN. And I said, are you sure it was my design? Because now that people that are associated with me, every time they see something in crystals or something in bling, they automatically associate it with Kingdom Clothes. I said, are you sure it's mine? And she said, yep. I said, well, what design was it? I don't know, but I know it was yours. And, of course, she doesn't know all of the designs, and I kind of said, okay, let me go online and see what's going on, trying not to be too excited. The moment I hung up with her, I began to receive text messages and received a text message from one of my pastor clients in Houston saying, I just saw your I'm Alive shirt on CNN Black in America Part 2. So at that point, I was trying to figure out, okay, who had it on? You know, what superstar was clothed in righteousness that had the shirt on? And so when I finally did see it, I realized that it was footage taken from the Sisters Network National Conference, which took place in April in Houston. I am the Atlanta chapter president of Sisters Network, and Sisters Network is the only African-American breast cancer survivorship organization in the nation. And at the time, they had the cameras going around grabbing footage for Black in America Part 2, unbeknownst to me. I just thought that they were grabbing footage because it was our 10-year celebration. And so for it to appear on the show was absolutely God's blessing.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Well, how were you able to get on the other TV shows? And, I mean, Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN, that's pretty big there as well. And what have you done? Because, you know, our show, we love to give practical tips. We have a wonderful listening audience and a lot of women who are in business for themselves and who are always looking for ideas of how to continue to promote themselves. So what did you do to get on those other shows and to get your name in line out in some of the other media outlets?
But the opportunity that was presented to me for Trinity Broadcasting was the gospel artist Darwin Hobbs. He had seen my apparel and approached me about clothing he and his background singers in Righteousness as they were going to be appearing on TBN. And I said, absolutely, it would be my honor. And as a result, they wore the apparel and Kingdom Clothes was seen worldwide. In addition, they did a feature recently on a young lady that is fighting against cervical cancer, and she had on one of my designs, which is the Be Aware design for ovarian cancer, that she had purchased from Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital's Women's Wellness Center has a boutique called A Woman's Place, and A Woman's Place carries Kingdom Clothing for Cure collection with our breast cancer and ovarian designs. And so just seeing, it was just Beth Galvin did a recent feature on her, and she just happened to have the shirt on. And Popetta called me, and she said, isn't Be Aware your design? And I said, yes. She said, it's about to be on Fox. All of these things are just coming to me. I have not pursued anything.
But you must have done something to get, like, how did you get into the store? You know, that's the type of thing that, you know, people don't really know. Okay, what steps do I take to actually get my line into someone's retail outlet?
First, you have to get your price points in place. You have to consider how much it takes you to produce your end product. And once you consider your product, your time, then you mark it up to a place where someone else can purchase it from you wholesale, and then they can able to price it up where they can make a profit off of it retail. When you're approaching people, you have to let them know that you are passionate about your product. I can't go into a place saying, hi, I have some very lovely shirts and apparel that I would love to. No, you have to come in with presentation, number one, because with my shirts being T-shirts, quote unquote, you have to show them that it's apparel. When I go in, I dress it up. They don't ever revere it as a T-shirt, but if you, it's all in how you package it.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Packaging is the key because, like you said, you can just walk in there. And you got to have expectancy. And I would imagine you got to be real quick because they are busy.
Yeah.
You can't take 30, 45 minutes trying to just say the first sentence that you have to say. You got to really, what would you say? How much time on average have you had with some of these owners and these outlets?
30 seconds. 30
seconds.
30 seconds.
Yes, that is it.
If it intrigues them after the 31st second, then you've got it. But 30 seconds, the first 30 seconds.
30 seconds, I tell you. Well, what we're going to do now, speaking of those lovely apparel, you said you had one you wanted to give away to the callers today, right?
I do. I would love to post one of them.
Which one of your designs? I love them all. Which one are you giving away today?
I think I'd like to give away Sisters Investing in Sisters. And
yes.
Then the other one I'd like to give away is Entrepreneur. And
okay.
It's the word entrepreneur. However, the P-R-E is replaced with P-R-A-Y. Because in order to be a successful kingdom building business, one must commit to much prayer and fasting. One must know, ask, believe, and it shall be. But it has to be in that order. Hence,
well, we're going,
mantra.
Well, excuse me. We're going to take the fifth caller. You can dial in to 347. That's 838-9278. The fifth caller, 347-838-9278. And that lovely design will be yours. We'll give away the sisters, investing in sisters first. How about that one? All right. Looks like, oh, boy, the lines are ringing up here. Let me see if we can get this caller in right here. All right. Well, hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. I do believe you are a fifth caller, and your name is?
Cheryl.
Hello? Cheryl? All right,
yes.
Cheryl. Welcome. Where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, my lovely birthplace. We're very, very happy to have you on our show. And congratulations, you are the winner of the lovely apparel. I almost said T-shirt, but the lovely design of Sisters Investing in Sisters. I'm afraid over here I want to say the wrong thing.
Thank you so very much.
So welcome. Now listen, let me give you my email address so you can email me your information and we can get that info to you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, I recognize the phone number, so make sure you put the phone number that you're calling from in that email so that I'll know it's you, because I know we have a lot of people calling in from all over the country who's going to try to get your specialty design made just for you. We'll need your size. They come in, what, small, medium, and large, Sister Beth?
They come with 0 to 3 months to 5XL.
All right.
We have the baby doll style shirts, which are more contouring and form-fitting, and then we have your standard T-shirt.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. So my email address, Ms. Cheryl, is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at Deborah Hardnett, H-A-R-D-N-E-T-T.com. And send that to us, and we'll get that lovely design out to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty.
Congratulations.
All right. Wonderful. Well, stay tuned, everyone. We will take another break.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color, tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Well, we're back. This is Wealthy Sisters, and I'm Deborah Hardnett, bringing to you today the lovely Beth Borden-Goodman of Kingdom Clothes and Couture. Now, I do want to let everybody know that's in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Definitely, we only have a few seats left. This Tuesday, August 18th, that is next week, we only had 50 seats reserved for the dynamic Linda Clemens. She's coming to town. She is a transformation coach. This is going to be an intimate evening, a dinner with her. She's going to actually take the time to take people out of the audience to actually get what your strategy is and give you some tips that will literally change your business right there. I'm telling you, I had an awesome phone call with her just a few weeks ago, and I can tell you this. My business has literally doubled since I had this few moments with her on the phone. When I tell you she's world-renowned, she's a sales strategist, she is a body language expert, she's anointed, she's a millionaire. She made her first million by age 30. So I'm telling you, for $59 now, people pay thousands of dollars to hear her. She travels all over the world. You want to not waste your time if you are in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia, even if you're in Delaware, Philly. It is definitely going to be worth your drive. We're going to be at the Sheraton Columbia Town Center. That's next Tuesday, August 18, 2009, at 7 p.m. The tickets are only $59, and we're down to probably about 15 that are left. So you want to get it. Today is Monday. They're going to be gone, I know, by tomorrow for sure. Go to www.DeborahHartnett.com. Click on the Financial Breakthrough tab, and you can register there. That's www.DeborahHartnett.com. Click on the Financial Breakthrough tab, and go ahead and register today. Don't delay. All right, Ms. Beth, are you still hanging in here with us?
I'm here.
I tell you, this has been a real pleasure. Now, explain to us how you got started, you know, what your background was in were you in business before? Did you have like a large lump sum of money, like a rich uncle that, you know, maybe expired and left you a huge settlement that you could start your business with? Tell
Not
us
at
how,
all.
How
it,
you
all
did it.
It all simply came from saving my lunch money. Months
saving
of lunch
your
money.
Lunch money.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Saving my lunch money. Turning my plate over and whatever money I would have spent on lunch, I put it into my business. And that's exactly how it started.
How long, you know, did it take of savings? How many years did it take?
I would say 2.5 years.
So 2.5 years you came up with the idea, okay? So, yep. Ladies, I know you're listening. So you have an idea of what you want to do. You know you want to start the business. So you sound like you drew out a plan about what you wanted to do, and you knew it was going to take some money to start it.
I started started saving my lunch money and then going out pricing similar items that I saw in other stores and seeing their price points and knowing, mm-hmm. Beginning to do the research. And after I did the research and came up with my first prototypes, I submitted them to close friends and family members to get their input. And they said they would give me encouragement saying, this is hot. No one else is doing this. This is your time. This is for you to do. And from then, I just began to submit it different places. I took what little I had and turned it into many and just kept sewing back into my business.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So when you started with your business, did you have a place already? Like, did you have a warehouse that you were going to start with? Or how, tell us the beginning there.
The beginning started out of my living room, my home office.
Your home office. Wow.
My home office. There are boxes of T-shirts, there are crystals. When people come over, they have to be very careful because you could leave blinging and won't even realizing it. You could get home and you go to shower and all of a sudden on the back of your leg, you might have a sparkle or just in the living room. It literally started out of my living room with one shirt.
That's wonderful. Our chat room is jumping off the hook over here. They are so excited and they're loving it, the lunch money idea. I mean, you really can. And I also have Speak that says, yes, you could save a lot of lunch money and Starbucks money too. I probably should have said coffee money, extra coffee money. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, we really want to welcome everybody in the chat room. Next week, we're so excited to let everyone, we have a new producer that's going to be joining us. You'll also be able to meet her. She's our new executive assistant as well, Ms. Opal Mabry. Opal is from the San Francisco area, Oakland area, and she's a graduate of Southern University, hey, down in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, spent quite a little time down there. And she's actually going to be joining us as our new producer of the show. So definitely want everybody to know in the chat room next week she's going to be there looking forward to spending time with you guys. She actually got her Bachelor's of Arts in Mass Communication, and she's currently working as a traffic producer and voiceover artist at Clear Channel in the San Francisco area. So she is about 20-something years old, just full of energy, so blessed to be able to work with her, and she aspires to become a television entertainment reporter and own her own cosmetic and beauty line. So wonderful. We know that Ms. Opal Mabry is going to be able to do that. Yes. Now, Ms. Beth, what would you share with someone that has a vision, that has a business idea, but maybe for some reason they've been toying with it, have not gotten started? What would you share with them to encourage them to take that step of faith?
Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen." Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now. In this moment, make a decision that you want this to happen. I tell people all the time, if it is to be, it starts with me. If I don't start it, it won't happen. Trust yourself with your idea. Trust yourself with the concept. You and God can do all things.
Hmm.
Stop being afraid.
Stop being afraid and act now.
Act now.
And because, you know, tomorrow we say, well, tomorrow, you know, I'll do this tomorrow. But what I realize is that tomorrow really never comes.
No, ma'am.
It's always right now. It's always the present.
Absolutely.
You know, yesterday was yesterday, but today is today.
Today is today. I read in an email, there's an email circulating about the present is a gift.
Right.
Therefore, cherish it today. Even if it's just simply writing down what your concept is.
Mm-hmm.
Writing it down and dating it and going back to it tomorrow and
mm-hmm.
adding something to it one day at a time. But
yeah.
you have to start now.
Right now. And you know right. something else? I love what you said about right now as well, Beth, is because I've noticed just in my life when I've made a decision to do something, whether it was in business or what have you, when I made that decision, you know, when you I love you use the term etymology. I love etymology and the study of words. And when you take decision, that means to cut,
yes.
to cut, to slice. So you've decided, you've actually defined, you've made this, you've drawn the line in the sand, and you've made this decision. Once we do make that decision, everything we need to support that vision, you know, and say God gives you the vision, well, he will give you the provision, whatever your source is, because we have all different faiths that we know, and we all believe, you know, in the higher being, in one source, you know, and so whatever your source is, once we decide
That's
to
right.
make a decision and we, because really to do nothing is really making a decision as well, you know, that
exactly.
we're just not going to move
nothing.
Forward.
Correct.
But once we do, everything we need comes our way. But we
yep.
just have to, like you said, step out on faith and do it.
One of my business coaches says something to me, if not now, when?
Mm-hmm.
If not you, who?
Mm-hmm.
And when she says that to me, I don't have an answer because it puts the responsibility back on me. If not now, when, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
If not you, who?
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes back to you. If it is to be, it starts with me.
And that's a key word, another key word you said, responsibility. That's
yes.
that's a big word. Not only is it literally full of letters, but that is a heavy, heavy word, you know, because we look at it, that we are the ones that are responsible. And a lot of times we realize that we are that one in our family. We're looking, you know, we're looking for the support. We're looking for others. You know, to see the vision, to say, okay, all right, oh, that's a great idea, Beth. Oh, you
yeah.
want to start the apparel business?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been waiting. Oh, let's do, how much money do you need me to give you to invest in this? You know what, let me come over, and let me donate some time, because I know if you're
yeah.
doing this and you're going to build this future, this is going to benefit all of our family. You know, we're waiting on that. moment to happen.
With responsibility.
Uh-huh.
The root word is response.
Right.
You have to respond to what God has put in you.
Right.
Respond
right.
to it. He's already mm-hmm. put it in us. We have to make a conscious decision to respond to starting the professional black woman, to starting Kingdom Clothes and Kingdom Couture.
Mm-hmm.
Respond. Response. An answer to
that's
what's
right.
been given.
That's right.
Response. Ability. While it's not spelled ability, responsibility. You have to respond, and the ability is there, the I-ability, the I as in you, response I-ability. I-ability, we're just going to make up a new word today. I-ability
that's it. I-ability.
Is where I have the ability. Response
right.
I-ability.
Response I-ability. I told y'all to grab some pens and paper now. We got some words going on here. We got I-ability. We got
yes.
sprinkles.
Yes.
Yes.
You said, you know, put on your mirror, I-ability. I-ability. I have the ability to do it. I-ability.
I-ability. That's right.
Uh-huh. Response I-ability. Responsibility.
That's right. We got it. It's
yeah.
ours. And we're
that's
the one, and we can't be afraid. We can do it.
That's
we can
it.
Do it.
Not. We choose to be fearful.
We
God
can do
did not
it.
Give us the spirit of fear, but that of love and a sound mind. We make a conscious decision, Deborah, to be fearful. We make ourselves afraid of being successful, afraid of stepping out into that new business, afraid of writing that book, afraid of leaving that relationship. We make ourselves fearful. He said, fear not.
So you said the devil didn't, what did you say? I'll leave that alone, you know.
No,
I won't go there.
Devil.
I won't stop. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that alone.
Sprinkle.
We're responsible.
Yes.
I'm loving it. Well,
yes.
Hey, what we're going to do now, I know we have a lot of people. Wow, there's, like I said, this chat room is just dancing here. They are just moving and shaking there. We're going to also, we got a lot of callers that dialed in. We want you to have the opportunity to ask the lovely Miss Beth Gordon Goodman or to share a comment with her. We're going to open the lines up here shortly. Please feel free to dial 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278, and press 1 so that we know that you like to ask a question of Lady Beth Borden. That sounds like I should say lady in front of it because she has such grace and elegance and class, you know, and she's already explained the diva word to us as well. All right. Oh, man, I tell you, these lines are jumping here. Let me welcome our caller here. Looks like this is, I believe, a Texas number here. Hello. Welcome to the Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. You have a question for the lovely Beth.
Hello. This is... Hello?
Yes. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Beth. You know who this is?
Hi, Mother. This is my mother-in-law. Hi, Mother.
Hey, darling. I just wanted to let you know that I have been listening, and congratulations. I love you, and you know my acronym, LHNK. Love you. I'm signing off now.
Sprinkles, I love you. I'll see you this weekend. I'll be there Thursday through Monday. I have a couple of pink tea parties there, so I'll be there Thursday.
Okay, give me more notice so I can make sure to put it on my calendar so we can meet.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Talk to you in a little
bit. Okay, baby. Bye.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You have just really, truly broken down all stereotypes here. You have a lovely relationship with your mother-in-law. That's
really
wonderful.
Do. She is an angel. She is one of my best friends. Yes, ma'am, she is.
Oh, and you said that you are going to be there. So she's in the Houston area, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. She lives in Houston.
Okay. And I know you had mentioned that event. What is that, the pink tea party?
Yes. I travel around the country doing pink tea parties. And Pink Tea Parties is a new concept that the premier pink diva, myself, I share a bit of my story of survivorship and overcoming breast cancer, and I create an environment where women are safe, it's intimate, and they can ask questions and really get involved with taking responsibility and accountability for their own personal breast health. A lot of times in the African-American culture, we have been taught, don't claim it, don't speak it, don't teach it, all of those kinds of things. Well, now it's time to stop the silence. Mm-hmm. It is time to stop the silence. It's time for the girls to talk. We talk about our girls, our girlfriends. We gossip, some of us that have not been delivered. We talk, but we don't talk about our girls, meaning our mammary glands. We have to talk about what's going on with your body. If you don't know, how will you go? Mm-hmm. Every month, you should determine when to do your monthly breast self-examination. And so I travel around the countries. I set up my Premier Pink Diva information. I set up my Clothing for a Cure pink ribbon collection. And I go into people's homes or go into different venues. And we play games similar to that of a bridal shower or a baby shower, but they're all surrounding breast cancer awareness and breast health. So when you leave there, you are equipped, you are knowledgeable, and you are responsible for taking your own health in your hands. And the most important thing, and the message that Sisters Network promotes, is stop the silence. Talk to your girlfriends. Talk to your family members. Hey, did you do your monthly self-examination? I have clients that call me from around the country, Deborah, on the 20th of every month, or send me emails or text messages to say, I did my monthly self-examination, I remember. I had them checking and doing on the 19th, because the 19th was the day that I had my mastectomy and reconstruction. So if they have a personal tie-in to it, they won't forget.
That is wonderful. And you're right, because we, you know, we're hush-hush. We kind of don't want to take our health into our own hands. We, you know, even today it amazes me with just how we trust. We have to trust, you know, and we're grateful for the physicians and all the medical field, but we still want to know, you know, what are you doing to our body? What's this organ in my body called? You know, what, you know, how should my body be operating at this time and be in tune? So I think that's a wonderful thing. But we're going to take another caller. See, we have someone that just dialed in from, I believe this is the D.C. area. Hello, welcome to Wealthy Sisters Broadcast. Say your name. Yes, hi, welcome. You have a question for Lady Beth today.
Hi, this is Beth's cousin. My name is Pam.
Oh, wow.
How much of a blessing she is to the family. I love you to pieces, sweetheart, and you are doing your thing, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so very proud of you. And I'm following you, everything you do. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes. I didn't have a question, but I just wanted to, and I'm in the middle of a conference, Beth, but I had to sign on, and I've been listening online, and I've been pressing my redial button to make sure that I got in to tell you that I'm watching you, and keep doing what you do, and keep making us proud, sweetie.
I love you, Pam. Thank you.
Oh, that's a, don't y'all start now. We got to keep this. We got to keep it on. Thank you so much,
Sprinkles.
Pam. Sprinkles. You got some sprinkles coming out your eyes, girl.
Exactly. You know,
Deborah,
it's amazing when you have support from your natural family, when you have support from your spiritual family, there's nothing that you can't do with what it is that you believe in.
Yes.
I mean, iron sharpens iron. To even know, we see each other once a year at our annual family reunion. Once a year, and it's a big time and a big deal for my family. And so when we get together and hearing this, I'm grateful.
Well, listen, the lines are bouncing off over here. Let me open up this other line here. I see this is a 678 number, ATL number. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And who might you be, madam?
My name is Kaz, and I am a long-lost friend of Beth.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
I miss you. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my God. I'm speechless. I'm totally speechless. I'm listening, and I'm just in awe. I am so, so, so proud of you. And I just want to offer you I just want to say congratulations for everything. And we have to get together. I have to do a tea party with you. You have to come to New Jersey.
Absolutely.
We have to do makeup and T-shirts together.
Yes. I'll be there in December. I will be there in December, and we will plan it. I'm scheduled to be there in December in New Jersey.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Not going to take any more time, but I just wanted to say I love you, I miss you, and I'm so proud of you. And please, please stay in contact with me. I'm going to send you an email because I have a new email address. So please
stay
in
contact. I
will.
Love you. Sprinkle.
Bye.
Oh, thank you so much for dialing in. That's so wonderful. We love it. We love it. Yes, and I tell you, the chat room is going off. We have the lovely Judith Stevens. She actually was our first guest on our premiere show. I guess that would be premiere, right? She's in the chat room, and she's just so loving all of the love and support that your friends and family, she says, go friends, go family. That's wonderful. And I do believe we have Pastor Variance. She would like to say something to you. She'd like to speak to you. Now, Pastor, I'm telling you, this is pretty new here, so I'm not sure how to let you in just yet through the chat room. We might have to wait till next week and somebody can send me a little quick message to say what button I need to press to let you actually speak. Let's see, maybe I'll come on this sound. Let's see. Here, let's see. Oh, they say I can do it from the switchboard. Maybe that's it. Did I take you off? Are you able to speak now? Pastor Variance, she'd like to, let's see. Okay, well, maybe let's see if this works here because I normally you have to press 1. Okay, there you are. I did it. Yes, Pastor Variance.
Here, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
God bless you, wonderful, beautiful, royal queens and princesses today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time to dial in and taking the time to be in the chat room. We so much appreciate you, just being here with us today. Did you have a question that you'd like to ask Lady Beth today?
I did, and I first want to say to everybody who's listening to this show, keep listening. It's a great show with good content and God-felt love.
Thank you so much. We have about 2 minutes left of the show, so please make your question real quick.
Okay. I didn't really have a question per se. Oh. I just really wanted to say thank you for coming on the show and thank you for giving that information that God gave you to give to us. And God wants you to know that he has so much more in store for you, and you're just tasting, I guess I could say when we were little and we used to get the cake mix out of the bowl, you're just tasting just a little bit of what he has in store.
Wow,
keep inspiring people.
Thank you
what
so much, Pastor. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Yes,
thank you.
Definitely. Thank you. Wow, that's wonderful. I tell you, this has just been an awesome show. I'm so full from all the gratitude. And you know what I love about you, Beth, is you're so free. You're uninhibited, and I love the way you gave me total permission to ask you whatever because, that's how we should live our life. To me, just not being so restricted and we're in a box and we can't say this, we can't do this, but to be free. And even the whole thing with sprinkles, it could be self-conscious or we could be subconscious. Well, is that too over the top? Does anybody want to see me that excited? Because misery loves company. I don't want to be that excited. But we should be. We should be. We're breathing. It's life.
Yes.
And I love what my daughter, she, like I said, is 6 today, and the window was down, and it's just so wonderful how kids see things, you know. And I guess she was like, oh, Mommy, it had just rained. She was like, oh, this is the life. This is the life. So, yes, it is. This is the life. You know, we want to thank you for tuning in today. Definitely you've heard the lovely Beth Borden Goodman with Kingdom Clothes. You can visit her at www.kingdomclothes.com, and you can definitely tune in to us here right at the website, www.wealthysisters.com. Again, this has been Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters. Thank you, Beth.
You are
and
very
we
welcome.
Will. All right. Have a thank you.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she welcomes her very special guests, Dolores Sims and Margaret Henningsen, president and founder of Legacy Bank, whose assets boast over $200 million. Thank you for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters, and see you next time.